We are in a crisis. I'm not talking about the financial crisis, or the climate crisis, or even the celebrity baby name crisis, though from Dweezil Zappa through Apple Martin to Bronx Mowgli, isn't it time for government regulation? But no, I speak of the question of just what the heck we are going to call this decade now coming to a close. A decade name is important, because we inevitably boil the entire zeitgeist of a 10-year period down to a few shorthand images conjured by the name. The 50s, conformity, McCarthyism, suburban hell. The 70s, Watergate, disco, Farrah Fawcett Majors, glorious feathered hair. Till now we've had it easy. Decades name themselves. Sometimes an adjective snuck in, the roaring 20s, for example, but now we face the conundrum of a non-obvious decade name. We can dispense with the clearly unsuitable choices. The 2000s is literal and boring. And let's face it, if there's one thing this decade hasn't been, it's boring. The millennium goes too far in the other direction, with its overtones of apocalypse. You expect to hear, "Back in the millennium, after the Y2K virus, our neighbors were raptured, and we got their weapons cache." Then there's the aughts, which has a folksy ring to it, befitting a quaint era when people used email instead of the Twitter implants we will all soon have in our brains. Plus, it sounds like ought, as in, back in the aughts, we ought to have done something about global warming before the Marina District was submerged under 20 feet of water. That leaves us with the name we are likely to be stuck with, the Zeros. The Zeros describes a decade full of sound and fury, in the end signifying not very much. Let's just hope we've matured more than the coming decade would suggest. I mean, can we really survive the teens? With a perspective, I'm Todd Adler.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.